BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is today's podcast. Feliz Navidad gets another spin. It's our Christmas tune this year. I'm buying Chris's mum's Christmas present and he's buying my mum's. We won't know what they are until the parents open the presents. It's a friendship trust thing. Does he trust me? Do I trust him? We get ready for our bedroom DJ party with Phil and Alice, warning it might gross you out. A Radio 1 Christmas party special on Real or No Real and the magazine with the least festive titles ever.
BBC Radio 1.
You join us as the lads are, well, we're just lining our stomachs here for the Radio 1 Christmas party tonight, eating a lot of bread and
discussing
having some
things.
Milk. And discussing not only previous years, but who we think is going to be spectacular tonight at the Radio 1 Christmas party, because there's always one.
It is interesting, isn't it, when you look around the office and you have a real think about, you know, the big players tonight. Who's going to be... I mean, it's exciting. I don't want to obviously name names, but there's some fantastic discussions going on right now.
Yeah, I mean, there's one or two people that we've all agreed. Greg's here as well, right, Greg?
Oh, yeah.
We've all agreed that, I mean, there's one or two people that are certs to provide the entertainment this evening.
It's ones to watch.
It really is. There's some great candidates. And
hang
also,
on, I can't actually hear you. Give me a sec. Yes?
There's some great candidates. And also, let's not forget, we've got to do the bedroom party as well tonight.
Yes.
With Phil and Alice's show.
That's the thing. That's why I'm lining my stomach right now, because I cannot repeat previous years or indeed previous Phil and Alice bedroom parties where, I mean, this would be the third one now that I haven't turned up at. So that is bad form. So I'll definitely be there tonight.
Well, me and Chris are going to make sure you're there tonight.
I know.
We have to.
You just need to stay with me and make sure I don't wander off. You know, sometimes I wander off and you don't know where I've gone. And then an hour goes past and you're like, don't let that happen tonight. Make sure that I am in your eyesight at all times.
Well, we're starting now. We're getting the foods in. It's all going to be fine.
Yeah, it's good. Loads of people will be having their like office Christmas parties this week. It's the season of really bad party hats and not being able to get into a pub in the middle of the week, and pubs starting to have doormen on them that you've never seen a doormen in ever before.
Yeah.
Didn't there be a doormen tonight?
What, at the place we're going? Probably not.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
You know that thing I do where I wander off sometimes? This chair again. Seriously. Is this a setup?
No, it's a different chair this time.
Are you doing it?
It means that every time you're sitting on one of these chairs, they
just fall down halfway through when I'm trying to speak. It's really embarrassing. One of my friends, Unlucky Gary, remember him? Has just been on saying, maybe I get my wandering off from you, because he wanders off all the time now. It doesn't say goodbye to, like, even if he's out with his mate in the pub, doesn't say goodbye, just walks off. And he's kind of blaming me now because I do that, but not all the time.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow's show is big. We've got Sunita playing Innuendo Bingo.
Now, I know this is really amazing for you, isn't it? You've always been fascinated by this lady.
I have.
And in fact, I've learned a lot about Sunita just by knowing you. I feel.
Hang on a second, that makes like it sound like I talk about Sunita all the time, and I don't.
But I know you find her a proper character.
I do, yeah. And
she's like a legend, isn't she?
Well, she is. I mean, without doing that much, to be honest. Mm. But she doesn't have to do much, because it's Sunita.
I know she did The X Factor.
Well, she's kind of on that every year. They wheel her out as the helper at judges' houses.
And she was something to do with Simon Cowell, and I'm worried there's a minefield that I need to avoid there.
No, it's fine. And she had a song out called So Macho. Everyone knows that, right?
Right.
So that's Sunita, little education for you there. And she's on at 1:45 tomorrow. Now, I am thinking, obviously, she will wear normal clothes. I'm thinking that you should probably step up in terms of what you're wearing. So I'm thinking the iconic leaf dress that Sunita once wore on X Factor. Do you remember that when she came out? And they're like, and please welcome here at Judges' Houses, Sunita. And she just was like, da-da, in leaves.
Yeah, I remember that.
I want you to take that role tomorrow, because I think she'll be flattered.
I think it's an interesting idea, and I see where you're going with it. I'm still not sure whether it was, you know, the best idea that you've ever had.
Well, she won't turn up in that dress, so this is your chance, I think.
Do you reckon?
1:45 tomorrow, Sunita plays Innuendo Bingo. And then after three, live in the studio, we've got Kristen Wiig. We've had her on before and she was absolutely lovely. And she makes me proper, really laugh out loud. She's just one of those really funny women. She was in Bridesmaids, that film I made you watch once. You weren't keen, but it's brilliant.
Yeah, it's actually really good.
She's also in the new Anchorman film, Anchorman 2. And she's in The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, which we went to see earlier, the new Ben Stiller film. She's in that as well, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
So Kristen Wiig is on the show tomorrow, live after 3 o'clock.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There's a fair bit of excitement about Sunita being on tomorrow.
B-B-B.
Radio 1.
And a lot of excitement about Kristen Wiig. That'll be good. After 3 tomorrow. Very funny later. Now, Chris, if you could cast your mind back a few weeks, do you remember when it was your dad's birthday? And I got him a nice book.
I trusted you. I said, Scott, buy this for my dad. I treated it like a friend test with you, in fact. And I thought you'd come up trumps when when I gave him the present, he opened it, and it was a book, an Alan Titchmarsh book, and I thought about gardening.
Well, because your dad is quite keen on gardening,
yes,
isn't he?
Yes, yeah.
So I thought, okay, I'll get the book. You didn't know what the book was, and you had to, as a kind of friendship test between us, I would wrap it up, you didn't see what it was, and your dad would have to open it in front of you, and you would have to say the present is from you. And at first you thought it was good because it was Alan Titchmarsh, Mr. McGregor.
Yeah.
That's the name of the book. It's a novelty about a celebrity gardener called Rob McGregor, who's hired to recapture the declining audience of a daytime gardening show. Sounds fine, doesn't it? And when he opened it, you thought, oh, well done, Mills, you've done well there.
I was actually surprised, in fact, that you hadn't used the opportunity that I'd given you
to buy something awfully embarrassing.
Yes.
So it looks fine when you open the book, but then what you don't know when you just see the book without hearing it is that the gardener ends up having a steamy affair with one of the TV station's newsreaders. Let me just play you a clip from the audiobook, read by Alan Titchmarsh himself.
Echoing inside his head, he found his arms around her and his lips on hers. She was so soft.
Sorry if you're having your lunch.
So sweet. So tender. She drew away from him a little and, looking all the while into his eyes, she took his hand and led him towards another door. Opening it with one hand, she softly pulled him into the shadowy bedroom.
And it continues.
Dear Mr. McGregor, thank you for the most wonderful time. Perhaps next time we can meet in your garden rather than mine.
That's definitely one, I think.
And I mean, those are selected clips.
Yeah, just from the book that I gave your dad for his birthday.
I had a little look at it when I went home. It's worse.
Yeah.
Soon, they stood in front of one another, naked.
Oh, Alan Titchmarsh!
For fully 15 minutes, their mutual passion heightened with groans, sighs and liquid noises.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. That's enough now, sorry.
That really is too much.
That last clip I played, I didn't mean to play. That was too.
Stop now.
That was too far. Anyway, I've had an idea for our run-up to Christmas. Sorry about that, everybody was a bit sick in their mouth then. Something I thought we could do, which is similar. Again, another trust of our friendship. I think maybe we do this, end of next week. So, I haven't bought my mum a Christmas present yet, have you?
No, not yet.
Haven't bought your mum one?
Not.
No, of course you haven't. Really last minute. So, I think what we should do is we should both buy for each other our mum's Christmas presents, all right? So, we each get the present, wrap it, and give it to the other person to give to their mum. And then you have to pass it off as it's your present from your mum, even though it's from me. Do you trust me? Well, obviously not after last time.
Do you trust me?
Well, that's the thing, because you can do it back to me now.
I won't get... Obviously, we're saying neither of us will get any kind of follow-up that Alan Titchmarsh may have done in...
No, we won't.
But that's the problem. Now that you did that to my dad, are you not concerned that I would want revenge? But then, I suppose if we both agree it's in both our interest...
It is.
There was a game that used to be on TV. This is massively Who. It was called Share or Shaft.
Don't know it.
And it was along these kind of lines. There was also, you know, the last bit of... Do you remember Golden Balls?
Yes.
That was on. You know that last bit where they had to decide whether to split or steal?
Yes, I do remember that.
It's in both our interests here for us to split.
Yes, it is.
But if one of us steals, you know, that's very nasty on your mates.
So we will do this next week as the ultimate friendship test. And also, not only are we good mates, it's Christmas, you know? Like, we wouldn't do that to each other, would we?
What does your mum like?
We'll discuss this more next week, all right?
Okay.
But the deal is, we're both going to buy for each other, get the present, wrap it up, give it to the other person, but then that present will be for their mum.
Perhaps I should give her a little call and just find out what she likes.
Could you not? Anyway, we'll do this next week. Do you trust me? Do you trust me at Christmas?
Do you trust me at Christmas?
I don't know.
Do it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Next, Bombay Bicycle Club. They're on the Phil and Alice bedroom DJ party. They're doing the set as well tonight. I think we're ready for ours now, aren't we?
I mean, we've had a long, hard discussion about the music that we want to play tonight. Of course, it's going to be Songs to Lie Down To. I think we'll talk about this more in a bit, but yeah, we're ready.
But it's Songs to Lie Down To 3. So this is the third time it's happened. You can listen tonight on Radio 1. It's actually a really good listen. Just a bedroom DJ party with various guests. We're on, but we're playing proper Mr. Lover Lover music. That's what we do. Smooth grooves.
I mean, and we're talking R&B like flavors. Sort of late night. You know, not for young ears.
Not for young ears. But, you know, 10 o'clock tonight. Well, I think we're on closer to 11, actually, just after 11. If you fancy a bit of a wind down, get that bed revolving.
Oh.
Close those remote control curtains and turn up the R&B. That's what we're doing tonight. Bombay Bicycle Club will also be doing a DJ set. This is happening from 10 tonight on Radio 1. Try and be there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I wonder why people love really depressing stuff at Christmas. Obviously, it's supposed to be a really happy time. But if you think about the soaps, they are now just entering that time where everything gets really dark.
It's true that, actually. I've never really thought of it in that way. But it's true. It seems to be Christmas is a time where people do want to be a little bit sad as well.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's obviously supposed to be really happy, but there's quite a few, like, really depressing storylines happening at the moment. And we've just found this magazine, which is one of my mum's favourites, called That's Life magazine. She's always got that one when I go home.
And what kind of magazine is that, then?
Well, it's one of those kind of real-life story magazines. I think it also has...
I found a Time Lord in my toilet.
Yeah, those kind of things. But, you know, this time of year, it'll be their bumper issue.
So it's quite like, what's it called, Love It? That kind of magazine.
They have all of the, you know, what should be quite sweet Christmas stories in them. However, let's just get a few of the headlines and stories from the That's Life Christmas bumper edition this year. I think some really jolly Christmas music will help with these. Here we go.
Season's cheatings. Hubby got with our teen lodger at Christmas dinner.
Right, so that's...
oh, good.
That's a husband that got with their teen lodger at Christmas dinner. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Another jolly headline.
OMG, Christmas party shame. I woke up in bed with my boss.
Merry Christmas. Lola?
Mum's Christmas miracle. A ghost gave me triplets.
This is all just on the front page. You can read the full stories inside.
I've just seen the front cover as well. It says in massive writing on the front, Happy Christmas.
I know. Christmas horror.
Oh, my God.
There's a story on there at the bottom about someone finding their mum murdered under a Christmas tree. Who wants to read that at Christmas? Seriously.
It's just a bit weird when it's coupled with the Happy Christmas.
It's really very odd. But it's okay because in amongst all that, you do get some bumper Christmas puzzles.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Remember a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about people who make up boyfriends or girlfriends in time for Christmas to get out of Christmas office parties and the like? Louise has been on. She's from Chichester. She's told all her mates that she's going out with her boyfriend tonight just to avoid a few drinks with people that she didn't want to see, including an ex-boyfriend. Doesn't have a boyfriend at all, but has invented him just for the festive season. Good work, Louise.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Roasting chestnuts on an open fire.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that's the who of the day. Jordan's like, roasting chestnuts on an open fire. Hey! When was the last time anyone did that? Definite Christmas who. Mm. I like Christmas who's.
Yeah.
That can be the new thing for the next week. Oh, that reminds me of having to pretend it was Christmas last year in Michael Bublé's Alpen Lodge.
But isn't that done like a couple of months before Christmas,
yes,
wasn't it?
Something in October, like... we were all told to wear our Christmas jumpers because it was going out kind of, you know, end of December. But it was quite warm, actually, very, very mild in October. Sweating out I was in this Christmas jumper in this made-up Alpine Lodge in the middle of Elstree in Hertfordshire.
And wasn't one of One Direction there with you? Wasn't something like that?
Niall was not really with us in the audience. Right. And it was a couple of years ago, actually. Kelly Rowland did a little duet with Michael.
But Michael Bublé, he does sort of get wheeled out at Christmas.
Yeah, wheel him out. And he's happy to do it as well because he knows... You know, when he gets back home to Canada, every Christmas. He will be getting another wad of hundreds out, throw him on the fire every time he gets cold. Wife, get me another suitcase of dollars.
Ladies love him as well. Seriously, like...
I'm feeling a bit cold. Put some more hundreds on.
When I saw him on The X Factor, and I was about to say all the ladies in the room, but I'm talking like mums, you know, family members, stuff like that. All the ladies love Bublé.
They do. Absolutely, yes.
But is he, I mean, is he in real life how people think he is?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Because he gets hailed as the perfect man, and I think everyone has skeletons, so I'm interested
to
know.
I can tell you this, he knows some really dirty jokes.
Does he?
Yeah.
How do you know?
How do I know? Just from having him on the show for years and seeing him backstage at various things. Jokes that your gran would not love. She might, like the older generation, might think again, but probably not. The Scott Mills Daily. Slightly obsessed with things that have to be fake Christmas, like soap operas. I remember I was working on some TV show, and it was where they filmed EastEnders. And it was, I believe it was September, and absolutely everything on the square was Christmas, because that's when they were doing their Christmas thing. Even to the point of like vehicles had like Merry Christmas in them. All the fake shops in Albert Square had like Christmas stuff and tinsel up. There were trees everywhere all over Albert Square. September, about 13 degrees.
Remember when we did that thing last year, me and Becky, and we had to go around to your house for, I can't even remember the name of the show.
Sing Date. What
Sing,
a show.
Sing Day, and they were doing a Christmas special. Yeah. It was filmed on the night of Halloween.
Yes.
So you had a wreath up and you had all the Christmas stuff, tree in the window, and people were knocking around the door trick-or-treating.
I had to take... It was really weird. I had to take all the Christmas stuff down for the Christmas special of Sing Day, which we did. It was a kind of weird show on Living, Sky Living, karaoke-based. but that night, took all the Christmas stuff down, and the film company took it all away, and then directly after put the Halloween stuff up the next day. Someone's been on that just did the Take Me Out Christmas special back in September and had to say things like, I'll jingle your balls, it's September. The Scott Mills Daily. A lot of people are asking today, what is the Christmas song that I'm trying to champion? It's called Feliz Navidad. We made our own Christmas song last year. When do we get to start playing that? Do you think next week?
I think we need to play it. We've only played it once.
Perfect Christmas single. That's what it was called. So last year. But it's getting better with age. A lot of people saying that they enjoy it much more now than they did last year. Yeah. So we'll give that a bit of a play next week.
But this is our jam.
This is our jam for this year. It's by some bloke called Jose. It's called Feliz Navidad. Inspiring you, I think, to have more of a Mexican Christmas. Feliz Navidad. I don't know what that means.
Feliz Navidad. It's a good end of Christmas party song.
Yeah. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Yeah, you can imagine all your mates singing this in the pub. Feliz Navidad. Very popular everywhere else in the world, apart from here. Let's change that, everybody. Feliz, I know Michael Bublé's done a version, the Wiggles have done it. A lot of people learn it in their Spanish lessons. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Boss is just walking past.
It's all fine.
All fine. We're just playing Feliz Navidad, Reese. All right, then, carry on. Got the paper in here. Now, we're hearing some reports of people, including Joe from Christchurch and a girl called Becky, reports of people being dumped outside the transfer deadline window.
Oh, it's bad form.
So they have ignored the deadline, which was last week. We did a whole show on it. And the fact that you can't dump somebody until the 6th of January 2014. There have been people that have been dumped. There have been some people that have been owning up to doing the dumping. And I think we're going to have to start levying fines on this. We are considering taking action because that is not allowed.
Yeah, or some kind of shaming.
Absolutely. You were told quite clearly last week. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. So tonight is the big night. It's the Radio 1 office Christmas party. There's always some stories. And ones from the past will be on the Real or No Real Radio 1 office Christmas party special.
Oh, no way.
That's happening at 3:15 this afternoon. You've just got to tell me whether these things actually happened at previous Radio 1 Christmas parties or not.
Is this really happening?
There's people quaking in their boots all over this building. Like several people, when I went out to get some fresh air just then, went, So am I featured on the Christmas party for real or no real? I'm like, well, what have you got to hide? Why? What don't you want on there? It's really messing with people's minds, which I like a lot. So we go to the DJ party tonight, and then we're on the bedroom DJ party this evening on Radio 1 with Phil and Alice. Give us a listen. If you're maybe, I don't know, putting up some Christmas decorations, or maybe you will be coming in from a night out about 11-ish, or you're just having a night in, chilling in your bedroom tonight, put us on. We'll be on around 11 o'clock. The whole thing starts at 10. So various people doing various different kinds of DJ sets. We're going for the smooth grooves again.
It's like a big party. Phil and Alice do this every now and then. It's really good fun. As you said, there's loads of different artists that are there, loads of different DJs. The one consistent thing every time since they've launched this party has been that me and you do a set which is songs to lie down to.
Here's the trailer they made for it last time.
Oh girl, let me hold you tight.
The best songs to lie down to. The album.
I'll make you feel all right.
A selection of songs to get you in the mood for a lie down. Light a candle, close the remote control curtains, dim the lights, and get the bed revolving.
This is perfect for Christmas, I think.
Girl, I love you all night long.
With Usher.
Over and over, we've reached the climax.
Robin Thicke.
I got the sweetest love. There ain't nothing sweeter. I got the sweetest love.
Jay Holiday.
So us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Boys to Men. And many more. Songs to Lie Down To. Tomorrow night from 10 on BBC Radio 1.
That's the one we made before, so it's tonight. We're going to be on about 11 tonight on the Phil and Alice DJ bedroom party. So pop your cork and get ready for it.
I'm so excited. Do you know what? And every time we've done it, we've obviously wanted to improve it. I think the big improvement on this one will be that you will hopefully turn up.
We've done
three times. Last time, Greg James stepped up really last minute to cover for you after you were taken ill.
Yes.
For the second time running.
Yeah. So it's part three tonight. It's the festive edition, and I will be there.
I'm considering handcuffing myself to you at the Christmas, because you do have a habit of leaving the Christmas party as well.
I just wander off, you know.
And that's the big worry here, that you're going to miss it tonight. But surely not for a third time,
Scott. I won't. It's third time lucky.
But if you're listening on the radio, it'll be amazing. And to make it extra special, what I've done, and you've not heard these yet, Scott, is I've got Trevor Nelson back in for really awkward recording session where I had to record some more jingles for him that we could play throughout.
Okay, so we're going to play these tonight. Let me hear them, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to get down with the Swedish House Mafia of the bedroom. Scott Mills, Chris Stark, and Greg James.
Question mark on the Greg James there.
It's good to get Trevor Nelson in, because I think his voice sort of lends himself to the kind of music that we're going to be playing tonight.
He's the king of R&B. Yeah, I mean, he was made for this.
But it was quite a horrible experience being in a studio with him, trying to get him to say some of these things.
Give me some love.
Okay, no, I don't feel comfortable now.
And the idea is we're going to pepper these throughout our set to make
Give me some love.
To make it extra sort of...
Saucy.
Saucy, yeah.
Let's slip into something a little more comfortable.
Okay, now, right, this would be a really awkward recording session with him. Were you there?
Yeah, it was just me and him in a room. It was kind of weird.
Scott Mills, Chris Stark, Greg James... Mr. Lover.
He improvised on some of them, like that one. I didn't even ask him to say that.
Okay, right. I get the idea.
I've got to say, these are quite tame. I've got some really good stuff for later tonight. Unfortunately, we can't play it now. It's so us, this kind of
song. So is. So if you like your smooth grooves, your R&B flavours, I'm loving you tonight.
Me, you, and Greg James tonight. Gonna be good.
What's happening tonight on Radio 1, the bedroom DJ party? I can't wait for this.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So it's been Radio 1's track of the day. You can download it now. She's from Wiltshire, of course. That's Gabrielle Aplin and Salvation. Gabala?
Can't use the cow noise when you talk about us.
No, didn't mean her. I meant for Wiltshire. There's loads of cows there. I lived there once, and I woke up one morning, went outside my flat, and there's a massive cow just right there with its face on me.
Why?
Because I live next to a field. So I went out of my house, and then literally there's a fence. As
the
soon
cow
as you
knocked
got...
on the door.
No, no, no. I mean, I was leaving the door to go and do the breakfast show on a local radio station, but they've got massive faces up close, and that's my wheelchair experience.
But I don't understand.
Thanks
why
for
was...
listening.
But why was the cow right in your face?
Because there was literally a very small gap between the fence and the front door. God, have you never been to Wiltshire? That's what happens.
I just can't imagine you opening your door and there's
okay,
a
there was
cow,
a small bit of grass.
Were
a
you
very
trying to
small
kiss a
bit
cow?
Of grass. No, I wasn't trying to kiss a cow. It was just really early. And you know when you don't see things when you first come out the door because it's really early and a little bit dark. And then, boom, cow on your face. Cabra Laplin there with Salvation on BBC Radio 1. So tomorrow's a good show. 1:45, Sunita's playing Inuit Bingo. Chris is going to wear the leaf dress.
I'm slightly concerned about how I'm going to look.
What are you concerned about?
If... this leaf idea, the idea of just wearing leaves, I'm just worried what people will say.
Do you think something might pop out?
But there is, I mean, there's always that risk you're going to run if you wear leaves, isn't it?
There is, but we'll make sure you're covered, it's all good.
And you look at the reaction Greg gets for doing this kind of thing, you
well,
know,
he,
like the wrecking
was,
ball. And
yeah, he was at the Radio 1 football match at Wembley yesterday in a dress singing the national anthem.
But he's comfortable with that.
Yeah, well, I just think it's a mark of respect for Sunita, it's what she would want. So, I mean, she's not going to wear the leaves,
you
so you wear them.
Are you forcing
possibly,
this?
Yeah. So that's at 1:45 tomorrow. That'll be one to watch on the Radio 1 website. And then after 3 tomorrow, Kristen Wiig off Bridesmaids, Anchorman 2, Secret Life of Walter Mitty, which we went to see earlier today. She's very funny. I love her.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now Greg James is here to play today's Reel or New Reels.
All right,
Hello, all right.
Chris Stark has just given me a little voucher for a free burrito.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, mate. Wow. Birthday's next week. But
is that one?
Well, count that as the
birthday. Free burrito.
No, because you are one of those that has a birthday near to Christmas. So count that as the birthday and then...
Taco for Christmas.
If you're giving him a chimichanga, that's definitely one.
That is definitely one.
Now, today's Reel or No Reel is a previous instance at the Radio 1 Christmas party. It's happening tonight. Oh, there are some DJ sets. There's some music. There's some drinks. It's always a good do.
DJ sets, that is.
Sets, yes. Sets of music played by DJs. And then we're going to be on the Radio 1 on-air Christmas party later, the bedroom DJ thing with Phil and Alice.
Very dangerous, that, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
11:30 we're on.
Oh, a bit late.
I mean...
But it could go wrong, Matt.
A little bit. All the worst things happen at 11:30 at a Christmas party, yeah. Star party.
So I will be responsible tonight and I will be there, I promise you.
Will you, though?
Yes.
You did say that last time.
I will be. Okay, so what we've done with these first couple is they're things that have happened at the Christmas party, but we couldn't put them in because we had to change the names. So they didn't make it to the actual Reel or No Reel, but you'll get the idea. So listen to this.
After the 2000 and Christmas party, Radio 1 DJs and phoned the early breakfast show and demanded to introduce the news.
Now, is the sheep and horn, is that a clue?
That, no, it just replaces the names.
No, the sheep wasn't Hugh Stevens.
and the cow wasn't Fern Cotton. Good morning.
Okay. Well,
okay.
So the rumour is there's two... presenters have called in to the Radio 1 show and demanded to...
to introduce the news.
Now I've heard of this.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I think it's all the rage to come clean.
It was 4:30 one morning after the Christmas party, and me and Greg, two former early breakfast DJs ourselves, were together in my flat and decided to ring up Dev, I believe it was. Was it Dev?
Yeah.
And introduce the news.
What demanded.
We were like, put us on!
Sorry, I'm just trying to...
We want to do the news!
Trying to figure this out. So back to yours, both of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then at 4:30, would it have been then?
4:30, yeah. the first news beat of early breakfast.
So Greg was round yours at 4:30 in the
morning.
Yes, he
was, yes.
Yeah. Well, Scott
rang up.
He tempted me back to his house.
Yeah.
He said, I've got champagne.
I've got the champagne.
The bit that you might not remember.
Oh, no.
So Chris, you will recognise this so well.
Yeah.
So Scott had just had one of those projector telly things put in.
Yes.
But couldn't work it.
Yes,
so he spent about 45 minutes unplugging everything.
I can't do it.
Trying to get all the plugs to work. At one point there was no sound. Then there was no picture but sound.
Nothing.
It was amazing. So then trying to do it.
We just put the radio on
instead. That's right.
Anyway, so
that one's real.
That one is real. And
didn't even...
Next.
After last year's Christmas party's BBC pass had to be returned to them the following morning by...
Obviously, that is...
That one's real.
That is real, but we can't say who that,
that
is.
What's that one?
We're not... Okay, so we're not to guess the
no,
noises.
Absolutely no. Do not guess, please. But yeah, just a little story from last year.
So
there.
Someone had to have their pass returned to them the following...
They did.
The following morning, which suggests...
Oh,
I
they
see.
Left it round.
Yeah.
Right.
Left their house.
And that's that, where we had to way, leave that story, isn't
that
it?
Wasn't the year that we called. That wasn't me.
No, that wasn't us. That was a
unrelated.
Different year. Different year.
Unrelated.
And here are the actual ones that we can answer, real or no real.
Wow, who is that one?
I will never tell you. It's real or no real. Radio 1 Christmas Party Edition. Let's go.
In 2001, while the Radio 1 DJ photo was being taken, Sarah Cox's dog, Snoop, got his tongue stuck to an ice sculpture of the Radio 1 logo.
Ice sculpture, huh?
This does sound like something that would happen to Sarah Cox.
Yeah. Okay. So it's her dog of the time, Snoop, and you know what they're like? They run around and he randomly got his tongue stuck on an ice sculpture, which you can do. Tried it myself. They do stick.
Animals have been allowed at the Christmas party in previous years, have they?
Well, up to you to decide that, isn't it? Real or no real?
Well, I don't think that's true. You're not even allowed a plus one.
True that.
True dirt.
So, yeah, why would you be allowed the animals in?
I don't know. And also, because I think I would have heard that, Sarah Cox would have talked about that before. I've not heard that before. I think I'd love it to be true. But I think that's no real.
And they wouldn't have spent the money on a ice sculpture.
Yeah, that's the worst thing.
Ice sculpture. So I'm saying no real.
There is to be no money spent at any Radio 1 party, so there's definitely no ice. No ice sculpture.
That one is no real.
We know this place. We know this place too well.
Absolutely right to go no real. And next.
The 2008 party was held at a bowling alley. While Scott Mills was performing George Michael's Faith alongside Annie Mack, his friend, Unlucky Gary, vomited on one of the bowling lanes, bringing a premature end to Pete Tong's game.
This seems very believable to me.
Very believable.
So there I am singing Faith with Annie Mack. Meanwhile, Unlucky Gary is down at the bowling alley, voms on the bowling alley and puts an end to Pete Tong's game of bowling.
Wow.
It sounds like he was overwhelmed by the experience.
Yeah, I think he'd just arrived.
Yeah, but if you were to walk in and see Pete Tong bowling, you would be very, very...
You'd need a drink.
Well, you'd just think, what the hell's going on here?
I also think by that time in the evening, if you're doing karaoke with Annie Mack...
It's late, right?
It's, do you know, yeah, time has gone on. Yeah. Things have happened. So I'm going to say, I think I'm going to say real on this one.
Well, to make it a bit different, I'll go no real.
That one is real.
Yeah, wow. Want to make a game of it, Chris?
Yeah.
Next.
In 1998, Brian Harvey from East 17 made a surprise appearance at the party to perform Stay Another Day. No. Zoe Ball performed backing vocals.
Now, no way! 98!
I've heard in the old days, like, random pop stars would turn up at the Christmas party. Or the odd presenter. You know what I mean? Not radio presenter. Would be allowed in just, you know, they were famous. They were somebody.
I remember when Estelle turned up one year.
Yeah, I was going to say, was it Estelle? It was about 2-3 years ago.
More than that.
No, like, all right, 3 or 4, then Estelle, and didn't Katie B turn up or something?
Mm-hmm.
That's
uninvited.
No, I think they were invited.
But did Brian Harvey off E17 off Stay Another Day make a surprise appearance at the 98 party?
I think this is, it sounds brilliant. I think it was probably true. 98, yeah, I'm going to say real.
Crazy times at Radio 198, you know what I mean?
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
How disappointing.
And this?
At the 2003 Radio 1 Christmas party, a Newsbeat reporter accidentally set himself on fire by sitting too close to a candle and spent the rest of the evening reporting news of the event to fellow partygoers.
I mean, this. I know what they're like on a night out, Newsbeat.
It wasn't me.
Chris Miffer.
I know what they're like on a night out, you see, because they're all, you know, the lovely news squares.
Yeah, but they don't go out much. And then when they do...
They stick
to their own, though, don't they? I mean, the Newsbeat lot.
I got invited to their go-karting night recently.
Yeah, I remember.
Did they go for it, yeah.
They love you.
Did you get invited, Scott?
No, it's only Greg they like.
Why is that, I wonder?
There was a dropout, and they said, are you up for it? I went, yes, I'm definitely there.
So did a Newsbeat reporter catch themselves on fire at one of the Radio 1 Christmas parties?
100% yes, real.
And then presented it as news. That is what they do. I'm going to say
I've
real.
Set myself on fire.
I'm setting myself on fire. Yeah.
Yes?
Real.
Oh, real, yeah.
That one is real.
Yes.
Yeah, that happened.
I'm Newsbeat's Dave Howard. On fire.
I'm on fire at the Radio 1 Christmas party.
I'm Kelsey on fire.
And next...
At the 2002 party, a surprise appearance was made by the then Prime Minister, Tony Blair.
What?
Whoa.
Wow.
So, 2002, Tony Blair, the Prime Minister at the time, randomly turns up at the Radio 1 Christmas party with DJs.
It sounds like something that he would do. Because, you know, back in the day when he was first brought in, he was sort of at the Brit Awards and he was posing in the garden with Noel Gallagher and stuff with a guitar, like an uncool dad.
Trying it, and yeah, Radio 1 would have been a cool place for him to be.
Wouldn't it? Good place to be seen, Chris.
So, what did Tony Blair just turn up that night?
I think it's a bit much, isn't it? Not about you, mate. This is a Christmas party.
But pretty cool to have the Prime Minister at your office Christmas party.
I wouldn't want Cameron coming along tonight. Yeah. I'd send him home.
I
wouldn't want him to turn up.
No?
Okay. No, why would you want him?
Well, no, it's staff only and the Radio 1 only.
You don't want the headmaster turning up, do you? Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say this one's real, but unbelievable if it's...
Mm.
Actually, no, I'm sorry, no real.
Yeah, it's no real.
That one's real.
What?
Whoa! Yeah. I don't hate to say it, but I was actually there. And he did turn up and make a speech about politics. And what? Still now to this day, nobody knows why, but my mum does have that picture in her toilet. With all of us lot with Tony Blair, that happened.
Wow. It's not what you want, is it?
Well, I quite enjoyed it.
David Cameron, if you're listening, please do not turn up tonight.
Also,
please.
I won that 30 points. Greg got 20.
Okay.
BBC Radio 1.
Daily. Tomorrow is a big show. Listen between 1 and 4 if you can't get this handy podcast. 1:45 is Innuendo Bingo with Sunita. And then after 3, Kristen Wiig is on the show.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.